8:33, and our guest in studio today, Dr. Dr. Rostis from Davies Community Hospital. How are you, Doc?
I'm great.
Thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate you taking time to visit with us today here on The Shakeup. First off, let's give a little background about yourself and your practice here in Washington.
Well, that's the first time anybody's ever messed up my last name. Just start with that.
Rostis,
yeah. It's a Slovakian name, I think, but I'm originally from Alabama. Did my training there, and then kind of brought to this region doing fellowship in Louisville. Did a cancer surgery fellowship there, so that sort of brought me to the region. Then migrated up here, did some temporary work, and just really kind of fell in love with the community. Got a busy practice started, so that's what brought me here.
I tell you, once you get in and get sucked into this community, it's hard to get out. I tell you, it's a great down-home community. Been here my whole life, so
yeah.
Love every minute of it, that's for sure. Davies Community Hospital, certainly a great place to work, too. An excellent staff, just an awesome small community hospital, you know
what? Right, absolutely. We provide a range of services, and, you know, we do them well. So we everything from, you know, simple office procedures, anybody's worried about a skin lump bump kind of thing, we get that, get them in, get that done. A lot of colonoscopies, because that's important for cancer screening. We see a lot of patients that are just no fault of their own, you know, have a big problem that could be preventable with a colonoscopy. And then we do, you know, big cancer cases. So we do a lot of things there. Doing well.
Early detection is really the key on that stuff, isn't it?
It is. Unfortunately, we just see more and more of it. We've had some very young people in their late 40s, early 50s diagnosed with cancer. So we're starting at age 45. Colonoscopies generally recommended, because we can take out little small polyps before they turn into a big problem. So,
boy, that was going to be my next question, and we're going to focus on that for just a moment, because it used to be 50 after 50, right?
Right.
And more, as you mentioned, the young people, it's showing up in them, so they push that age back to 45, and really, it doesn't hurt to go back to even 40. I mean, there's no, that's just kind of a recommended age, but it never hurts, right?
Yeah, if anybody's having any issues, you know, any sort of problems there, bleeding, what have you, any changes, a lot of times you know something's not right, and then absolutely, earlier you get that peace of mind that hey, nothing's going on. That's what we hope for, but yeah, exactly, we're seeing it younger and younger. There's been population studies that in the States and New Zealand we have the most colon cancer, and it's probably because we eat a lot of meat and probably not a lot of fiber, so it just is what it is.
And again, it is certainly preventable if you can get the detection right away and get the treatment that you need. And that's where Dr. Rostis comes into a play here at Davies Community Hospital. And they've come so far with this process itself, too, Dr. Rostis.
No, absolutely. The screening is key, but if we find something, I'm very passionate about taking care of it, you know, minimally invasively, meaning pretty much everything laparoscopic, small incisions. Because people here, that's one of the things about the community, they want to go back to work, you know. That's what I really love about this area, and I'm passionate about making that happen. We don't just do a big, you know, incision and do the surgery as quick as possible. We make sure it's done right, small incisions, and less pain, and get back up to work quicker, get out of the hospital really fast. That's my passion.
And the actual procedure itself, so many fear that that dreaded drink that they have to take before.
Oh, right, for colonoscopy, yeah. You know, generally we use, it's not like it used to be with a big, huge jug of, you know, stuff you drink and takes all day. We usually do, you know, Miralax and Gatorade, honestly. It's, Miralax is tasteless, so that's for the prep part. And then, you know, going forward, if there's some people we do something, you know, do different things with, but generally that's it, so.
It's that easy, guys. Again, and it's so important. Don't put it off. Again, Dr. Rostis, Davies Community Hospital, on hand to take your appointments, and patients always welcome.
Right.
Where is your actual office located at the hospital?
Yeah, it's actually very easy to find. We're at the right across the street from the ER at the bottom of the hill there. And as you mentioned, no referrals necessary. We're happy to take care of people. Making an appointment and get it done.
And what is the phone number they call to get that appointment? I'm putting you on the spot here.
Oh, yeah. Well, I could give out my cell, but...
he doesn't actually call that number.
Yeah, I don't
I
ever
guess,
call so. My own office, so I'll have to get that out to you later.
You can actually call the main switchboard there, 254-2760, and they can direct you to Dr. Rostis, again, with Davies Community Hospital, part of the team on hand to provide treatments here in our community and take care of you. Dr. Rostis, great meeting with you,
yeah.
Catching up with you. Like I said, you know, you went through medical school, so talking on the radio should be harmless, right?
Yeah, very fun. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you coming in. Have a great day, sir.
All right.